What's happening locally? The news.
Right, indeed. We haven't done this for a while, so let's start off taking a look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Second Prosecutor's Office Against Organized Crime issued an arrest warrant against the leaders of the Single Union of Construction and Similar Workers, Suntrax, Genaro Lopez, former Secretary of the Union, and Sal Mendez, current leader of the union, the alleged commission of the crime of aggravated fraud. According to a statement from the Public Ministry, the investigation dates back to 2022, following a complaint filed by former workers on a construction project located in Bas Dimentos Island in the province of Bocas del Toro, who were affiliated with Suntrax. They explain that the complaint filed alleges the following alleged crimes: aggravated fraud, money laundering, criminal association, document forgery, and malfeasance. They also explain that this stage of the investigation requires the appearance of the individuals named and that the arrest warrant does not represent a conviction or any prejudgment, but rather constitutes a procedural measure to advance the clarification of the reported events. Mendez, the union secretary, has been under temporary protection at the Bolivian embassy in Panama since the early hours of Wednesday, the 21st of May, when he arrived seeking asylum. Lopez's whereabouts are unknown, although he is presumed to be in the province of Chiriquí. The situation escalated on Tuesday after the closure of the union's cooperative due to alleged financial irregularities and suspicions of money laundering. The measure was ordered by the Panamanian Autonomous Cooperative Institute, the IPACOOP. Similarly, Mendez was linked to the criminal investigation facing one of the union's leaders, Jaime Caballero. Now, according to the prosecutor's office, Caballero received multiple transfers from the union's account at Banco Nacional, authorized by Sal Mendez and Abdiel Bethancourt, which he then deposited into his personal account at Banco General and divided them into installments for third parties. These funds would correspond to workers' union dues. The asylum request comes amid tensions between the government and the union, following weeks of construction strike, mobilizations, blockades and protests led by Suntrax in various provinces across the country. Sal Mendez, General Secretary of the Single Union of Construction and Similar Workers, Suntrax, entered the Bolivian embassy in Panama in the early hours of Wednesday after jumping over the perimeter fence of the diplomatic compound with the purpose of requesting political asylum. Once inside, he knocked on the door and handed a letter to the chargé d'affaires of that mission, Carlos Javier Suarez Cornejo, in which he formalized his request for refuge. Suarez Cornejo appeared at the Panamanian Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Wednesday. This was to officially submit his asylum request. While the Bolivian government evaluates the request, the embassy has granted Mendez temporary protection as established by diplomatic protocol in such cases. Now, according to a statement from the Panamanian Foreign Ministry, the National Refugee Council of La Paz in Bolivia must determine whether to grant him asylum. Mendez has not been formally linked to the criminal investigation facing one of the union's leaders, Jaime Caballero, who is currently in preventive detention, but in recent days the government's criticism of the union leadership has intensified, citing an alleged attempt at social destabilization. Mendez was a 2019 presidential candidate for the Broad Front of Democracy, the FAD, and has been one of the most visible figures in Panama's labor movement during recent social protests, which have demanded the repeal of Law 462, rejected a security agreement with the United States government, and opposed both mining and the construction of a reservoir on the Rio Indio, intended to guarantee the water supply to the Panama Canal. The José Raúl Mulino administration has identified him as one of those responsible for inciting protests that, according to the executive branch, are destabilizing. The Foreign Ministry statement announcing Mendes's asylum request was released by Foreign Minister Javier Martinez Acha through his social media channels. Commercial flights between Venezuela and Panama will resume. This is soon after the aeronautical authorities of both countries reached an agreement to lift the suspension that was in place since late July of 2024. Sources from Venezuela's National Institute of Civil Aeronautics confirm that after talks with their Panamanian counterparts, they agreed to resume commercial air operations. After these discussions between the authorities, it will be up to the airlines to decide when to reschedule and resume flights to Venezuela, said a source in the Venezuelan airline industry. At the time of suspension, Copa Airlines operated flights between the two countries with several weekly frequencies to five destinations in Venezuela: Caracas, Valencia, Maracaibo, Barquisimeto, and Barcelona. While Venezuela operated some flights with Venezolana de Aviación and Terpiel, the state-owned Conviasa occasionally offered some charter frequencies on a shared route with Nicaragua. Venezuelan aeronautical lawyer Rodolfo Ruiz posted a message on the social media network X in which he states that both countries will resume air connectivity. Several Venezuelan media outlets and journalists who cover air transport in that country, such as Jeanette Gonzalez, also echoed the information. The banana industry and related companies workers' union appealed on Wednesday, the 21st of May, the decision declaring illegal the strike that the union has been holding since April the 28th in Bocas del Toro. Sources confirm to La Prensa that the union has filed an appeal after the 5th Section Labour Court of Changuinola in Bocas del Toro declared the strike illegal on Friday, the 16th of May. Following the Labour's court's decision, it was initially reported that the workers had until Wednesday morning to return to their jobs. However, with this appeal, the court's decision is suspended. Banana workers, along with the teachers and construction workers, continue to protest in Bocas del Toro, and at least 20 roads have been blocked in Changuinola and surrounding towns such as Almirante and Rambala. The workers are protesting their dissatisfaction with Law 45, which regulates the sector's pension system, and Law 462, which reforms the structure of the Social Security Fund. We're looking at some more positive news, things happening here in the Republic. Karl Lagerfeld has announced the expansion of its global retail portfolio with the opening of its first store in Panama City, Panama. The new store is located in the Albrook Mall, surrounded by a mix of local and international brands. The store currently showcases the spring collections, which include women's and men's clothing, shoes and accessories. These styles fuse Karl Lagerfeld's signature Parisian chic classics with a contemporary rock chic attitude. True to the brand's DNA and black and white colour palette, brings an elevated avant-garde touch to the season. The Panama City store joins a growing portfolio of Karl Lagerfeld stores across Latin America. The brand continues to expand its presence in 2025 with the opening of stores in Ecuador, Peru and Chile. Casco Antiguo, a leading company with 40 years of experience in the international market in the underwater and oceanographic technology business, held a technical scientific seminar which was aimed at experts in the maritime and environmental sectors, students, strategic allies and business partners. The seminar, which was titled Remote Oceanographic Monitoring Instruments and Measurement Systems, provided an opportunity to learn about the value proposition based on cutting-edge technologies for measuring physical, chemical and biological parameters of the ocean, including solutions that enable real-time data collection and transmission. And some more interesting news, this time on the health side. The Panama Clinic, recognized for its focus on medical excellence, technological innovation and personalized care, takes a historic step by opening the first hematopoietic stem cell transplant unit in Panama's private healthcare system. This achievement reinforces its position as the most modern and comprehensive private hospital in the country, and one of the leading medical centers in the region for the management of complex diseases. With this opening, the Panama Clinic responds to a critical need in the country, offering highly specialized curative alternatives to patients diagnosed with diseases such as leukemia, lymphoma, and multiple myeloma, among others, a real solution to an urgent demand. The transplant unit was created to provide an effective response to the growing demand for highly complex treatments, complying with international standards of quality, safety, and clinical ethics. The program combines advanced biomedical technology, a world-class hospital infrastructure, and a multidisciplinary medical team with international certifications, consolidating a unique offering in Panama's private sector. And staying with medical, we've got Panama's medical community witnessed the official launch of the new Jupiter 5T UMR MRI model, the world's first ultra-high-field, that's UHF whole-body MRI, developed by United Imaging Healthcare. Now, this innovative technology marks a milestone in modern radiology and positions Panama at the forefront of diagnostic imaging. The event took place last Tuesday, the 13th of May, at the Santa Maria, a luxury collection hotel and golf resort in Panama City, and was attended by prominent officials, including Vice Minister of Health Manuel Zambrano Chang, Ambassador of the People's Republic of China to Panama Zhu Zhuyuan, and President of International Business for United Imaging Healthcare, Dr. Jusson Zai. Also in attendance were physicians. Radiology technicians and representatives of public and private healthcare institutions in the country were also attending. Now, also attendees were able to learn in detail about the new model, which is coming to the country to revolutionize radiology, and also learn more about United Imaging Healthcare, a producer of advanced medical equipment. During the event, attendees were able to learn more about the capabilities of the new UMR Jupiter 5T, a device that promises to transform the standards of magnetic resonance imaging. The portfolio of United Imaging Healthcare, a company specializing in the manufacture of high-tech medical equipment, was also presented. So it's not all bad things going on. There's plenty of good things as well. Just got to look. And that's it anyway. That's our first look for quite some time, isn't it? Some of the local news for you compiled for today's programme.